Thank you very much, Mike, for the very comprehensive and excellent presentation. Also highlighting the regular reporting is also helpful for the countries in order to assess where they perform well, but also we see where challenges still remain. And also you mentioned recommendations. They are very useful for future reporting. For example, for Georgia, I can state that we are now in the process of assess the detailed current situation in Georgia and to start the development of PRTR. We have some elements, but we would like to have fully like also the Serbia's presentation was very interesting for me and like European countries. So if there are any questions to Mike, she is ready to answer. Yes, but it was clear, I think, everything. And thank you very much again. And now,
go back to Christine.
Go back. So sorry. Okay. So now we can start with our today's agenda item 7, yes, shortly, okay. Agenda item, regular pan-European environmental assessment and environmental reporting to strengthen environmental policy. I would like to highlight that this first agenda item will look at activities of the working group and international organizations related to keeping the pan-European region under review and reporting under multilateral environmental agreements. I would like to also point out that before we start with some interesting presentations, I would like to invite all participants to discuss and share some examples of implemented and also planned activities to support the implementation of the monitoring, reporting, and assessment related outcomes of the Nicosia Ministerial Conference and the 7th Pan-European Environmental Assessment. Christine, please show the presentation, or there is no need. The secretariat has already prepared some slides to support. Yes, main outcomes related to Nicosia Conference and to help this support this discussion. So if there are any foreign countries to share their national experience, but I can't see. Macedonia, please, the floor is yours.